From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Theater and other arts groups in Florida are anticipating a big boost in funding when the next state budget goes into effect in July. Hundreds of groups will split the biggest arts budget ever recommended by Florida lawmakers. As WLRN's Gina Jordan tells us, the only thing that could stop the funding is the governor's veto pen.
The Actors Playhouse in Coral Gables is a professional theater. Executive Director Barbara Stein says most of the paid performers are from South Florida.
We hire some people out of New York, too, but our goal is to hire as many capable and qualified for each production Florida-based actors that we can.
The Playhouse sits on an historic site where an old movie house was converted into a performing arts center. It became the catalyst for Coral Gables' downtown redevelopment. Now it's eligible for a $150,000 cultural affairs grant from the state. Stein says the money will help produce shows with cultural significance, like the musical Ragtime.
One of the cultures represented in the show is the early Black American culture. And the show's being presented not only to the general public, but to school performances during Black History Month.
The Florida legislature approved over $43 million in the next state budget just for the arts. That's almost a fourfold increase from the current budget, according to Michael Spring. He directs the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs and chairs the Florida Cultural Alliance.
This amount would be the largest state arts budget ever enacted. The last budget that we had that was even near this was back in 2006, when the legislature passed a budget of about $33 million.
Almost a quarter of the groups eligible for funding are in Miami-Dade County. Spring says the state grant money leads to all kinds of jobs, ranging from stage carpenters to museum curators.
The arts employ more than 22,000 full-time workers right here in our community. One of our arts organization's directors came into my office and said, I just have to tell you that we were just having a meeting to announce layoffs of staff members in my organization. And then this news came through about the state legislature and the arts, and it will forestall our having to lay off people.
Avoiding those layoffs may depend on Governor Rick Scott. He has line item veto power and could choose to cut the arts budget. But Spring is hopeful, since the governor accepted all of the legislature's grant recommendations last year.
If the governor approves this budget, Florida will have one of the largest arts budgets in the nation.
The Fort Lauderdale Children's Theater is eligible for a $76,000 grant. Executive Artistic Director Janet Ehrlich says the money will help with main stage productions and bolster community outreach projects.
Some of the programs that we work on are with families that are going through a terminal illness or health crisis, and using the arts to communicate and celebrate the time that they do have together. We do a lot of work with schools for literacy improvement and anti-bullying.
Ehrlich sees a great economic engine in the arts. The Florida Cultural Alliance and other groups say that for every dollar that goes in, anywhere from $5 to $22 is returned to the economy. It shows up in related spending on items like meals before the show, costumes, and stage designers.
In terms of putting money into something, and especially taxpayers' money that has to be guarded and stewarded in a very careful way, I think there's very little that will give that level of return on the investment of a dollar.
Governor Scott has until early June to analyze the budget and decide whether to veto any of it, including arts funding. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.